I have to. I've got to. I ought to. Such are the words of obligation. There's a difference between responsibility and obligation. Dr. Gary Probst here with a thought about the negative nature of have to in just a moment.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Obligation builds toxic and chronic guilt. We learn as children to admire those who take on different forms of obligation, but we also tend to go against our own best interest. People who feel obligation are targets for manipulation and codependency. Responsibility is good, but obligation is overwhelming. It allows people who simply want something from us to talk us into putting them first. Too much obligation is a form of masochism, not physically harming yourself, but doing so emotionally. Dysfunctional people tend to prey upon those who live with obligation. Instead of have to, say, I'm going to. Instead of ought to, say, you would like to. Instead of shoulda and coulda, be positive about who you are and what is also good for you.